Do you have a creative outlet? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have about 5,000 and a half creative outlets, or so it feels. But my favorite is writing. I love telling stories, and I love when people tell me that those stories impacted them in one way or another. My favorite creative outlets give me rest, joy, a feeling of productivity, and an outlet for tough emotions. Getting to be creative is a huge gift from God. That's what we're going to be talking about in today's Devo, God is Reflected in Our Creative Nature, by Tania Lewis. God created everything in the world, including us. We were created in His own image. How incredible is that? Nothing else in this world has that same stamp from the Creator. Think about all the incredible things God has designed and made. The beautiful sunrises and sunsets, the flowers growing from season to season, the high peaks of mountains, the waves crashing on the beach. The list goes on and on. The world around us shows His creativity in many ways. Because we were made in His image, we also have that creativity within us. We have the ability to make new and beautiful things. We have the ability to add beauty to the lives of the people around us through what we make. And we can also admire and appreciate the beauty other people have created. Each of us has been gifted differently, but we all have the ability to create. We might enjoy writing stories or music. Maybe we're talented at coding a video game or baking a delectable cake. Perhaps we can decorate a room or craft something out of wood. Or maybe we have a passion for gardening, sewing, organizing a space, making a new tool, or a thousand other things. When we lean into the creative side of ourselves, we can grow in our relationship with God and reveal to others how God works in us. If we know Jesus, having put our trust in Him and believed in His life, death, and resurrection, He is always with us. Because His Holy Spirit lives inside believers, we can rely on Him to lovingly guide our creative process. As we work with Him, we can embrace the way we were designed to create. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time when seeing somebody's creativity reminded you of God's creativity? What was that like? What is your favorite way to create? There are endless ways to be creative, and you will probably encounter more and more areas of creativity throughout your life. How do you think God feels when you engage in something creative? If you want to dig deeper, read Exodus 28:3-4 and 31:1-6. As you and I can read in Genesis 1:27, "So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, chapter 2, verse 7, and chapter 15, as well as John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you like being creative like our Creator? Well, I encourage you to check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.